This episode is brought to you by Effecty. Let's be real. Losing weight isn't just about willpower. It's about having the right tools and support. That's why I want to tell you about Effecty. With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredient as popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications help regulate appetite and blood sugar, making weight loss sustainable and backed by science. Getting started is simple. Just fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth visit. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No waiting rooms, no hassle. One of the things I really appreciate about Effecty is their transparent pricing. There's no hidden fees, no membership required, and you could cancel at any time. You know exactly what you're paying for up front, period. And they don't leave you on your own. Effecty provides hands-on support with a dedicated team and licensed providers available to guide you through your weight loss journey step by step. Whether you're in a big city or a small town, Effecty makes this process accessible, personalized, and safe. Ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code BLESSED at checkout. That is Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code BLESSED to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Have you ever had those days where you're doing everything quote unquote right, eating clean, staying active, getting rest, but your energy's still crashing, your moods are all over the place, and you feel totally out of sync? I've definitely been there. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the quiz myself, and the results were eye-opening. It said my body may be overflowing with estrogen, which could be behind symptoms like my fatigue, bloating, and low moods. And based on my results, the quiz recommended Hormone Harmony, a natural formula that helps flush out excess estrogen and brings your body back into balance. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. By taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and can make small, intentional changes to support your body. Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today. Hey guys, welcome back to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today, I'm going to be answering a podcast related question about, is starting a podcast expensive? Let me tell you, the best return on investment that I have gotten in business is starting a podcast. I spent less than $60 to start podcasting. And I still spend, to this day, I spend less than $20 a month on this show. This show by itself through advertising makes no less than $3,000 to $4,000 a month on advertising. That's just sponsors. That doesn't even include the revenue that goes into my business thanks to this podcast. And my company makes multi-six figures every year. And that's highly based on podcasting. So I am an advocate for using
podcasting as a marketing tool for your business. I'm an advocate for starting a podcast because there's no other place online where you have an algorithm-free environment to gather your audience and to communicate with them. There's no other space online that provides the same opportunity of podcasting. And so this episode, I will get into just how much it costs and just how much you can expect to invest. But I just want to emphasize that that return on investment, even with time, you will spend more time than money on your podcast, but still, when you're podcasting correctly, that time spent can be minimal as well. And that's why I wanted to encourage you guys to come to Anchor Media's open house. This is something that we do. It's not a training. It's not an event. It's nothing you have to pay for, but it's just an opportunity for you to learn more about Anchor Media, what we do, and how we support podcasters. If you're new, I tell you about our signature event, Find Your Voice Academy Retreat, to where you can get your show to launch successfully. Get your show to launch. So many of our shows that have come from our program launch and chart within the first month of launching. So many shows that have already been established come through our programs and grow and start seeing an income boost in their business. You can go to our website to see just our track record because we've worked with so many. I think it's probably over 100 podcasters at this point. But if your show is already out, you already have a business and you want somebody to manage your show and market your show so that you can increase that listenership as well as see that income growth in your business as a result of the podcast, definitely come to the open house because not only will I be sharing about our Find Your Voice Academy retreat, but I'll also be talking about our new service where we manage and market your podcast for you. And I'm really hype about that service because we've already started doing it before actually officially introducing it to the public. And we've seen some amazing results with the shows on our roster right now and the shows that were on our roster within our beta program for the last year. So go to anchoredmedia.com and I'll put the link in the show notes for you to sign up for the open house. I would love to see you there. It's live. It's online. So wherever you are in the world, show up. Also, if you are an international podcaster or if you haven't been able to travel to DC for our events, you especially need to come because we have something special for you. Like I said, it's free. It's online. Just register so that you can get all the information you need at anchoredmedia.com. The link is in the show notes. Now, let's answer that question of, is starting a podcast expensive? Hey guys, welcome back to the Anchor Media channel. My name is Tatum Iomike. I am the CEO and executive producer here at Anchor Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video. In this video, I'm going to answer the question of, is it expensive or how much does it cost to start a podcast? Listen, one of the things I love about podcasting is that it is very inexpensive to get started. You can spend from a microphone from $50, maybe even less, to $100 plus. To be honest, as long as the mic sounds good, that's where you want to be. I know a lot of places advertise recording into your phones. You want your audio to be good. So sometimes the phone isn't the best option, but you can get a microphone that is low cost that you can plug into your phone sometimes, but it'll just allow you to get that crisp audio and it doesn't have to be expensive at all. My thing is when you're shopping for a microphone, don't look at price. Look at sound quality. Look at if it's compatible with the computer that you're using, right? So look at those things over the cost because as long as it sounds good, that's all that matters. A mic that I love and use every week is about $50. The mic I started with was about $40. And I have another mic that's over $200 is this whole advertised and marketed to podcasters. And I prefer the mic that I spent $50 on over the other ones. It just does what needs to be done. It sounds great, it's easy to navigate, and it's complication free. So again, microphones do not have to be expensive. Your other expense would be editing software. Adobe is about $19.99 a month. If you have any Mac products and you use GarageBand, GarageBand is $3.99, so you can use what came on your computer. And then of course you have to pay for a hosting site, and that can range from $10 to $20 a month. Audacity is another way to edit your podcast, and that one's free. And of course you need a computer or a phone, and I'm pretty sure you already have those things, so you don't have to pay for those. So as you can see,
Creating a podcast is very, very inexpensive. What costs, though, is the time and effort that you put in to creating a show without having it be marketable and positioned to be listened by the people that need to hear it. That's what costs the most. And so I would suggest, when it comes to starting your show, investing in the education and the insight to be able to build a podcast that makes impact and makes income. And so if you haven't heard about Anchor Media, we have an open house that's coming up really, really soon. You can click the link in the description box to learn more about us, the open house we have coming up. But that's when I explain our Find Your Voice Academy, which is our signature program for new podcasters. I'll also introduce you guys to our new service where we manage and market podcasts. So we take all the hassle off your hands and help you produce, manage, and maintain an amazing show that takes your listeners into customers for your business. So sign up for our open house. You'll learn all about how to work with Anchor Media so that you can skip the learning curve. The tech side is simple. The strategy is what it's worth investing in. So that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, you hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video. I'll see you in the next one.